You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Introvert Extrovert by Hominid. We've got Hominid, aka Benny Jennings, on the line. Kia ora, Benny. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Congratulations on this beautiful EP, also called Introvert Extrovert. I wonder if you could explain for us a little bit about what Hominid is for you as a project. What does it kind of represent, or what sort of space is it coming out of for you?
That's an interesting question. So I just started... I was working on a contemporary dance show in Dunedin, and I ended up in a house party, and all these dudes were DJing drum and bass in a basement, and I kind of got really fascinated with dance music then and there. I'd been making a lot of experimental ambient sort of music, and just kind of far weirder stuff. It really spurred me on to trying to make some dance music, and all these tracks sort of came as a big creative flurry at the end of last year. Still quite experimental, used a lot of field recordings and A bit of self-actualization in there as well, realizing that releasing your music is like an act of self-love in a way, and your art isn't good if it's sitting on a hard drive collecting dust. You might as well put it out into the world.
Hard. I feel like that's a really great place to build from. I think there's an interesting relationship between that kind of more sort of ambient soundscape music and that very late night dance floor club electronic music. Seem kind of like oppositional perhaps, but there's a lot of shared territory maybe in the way that those sounds function. Makes a lot of sense to me.
They're both genres of insistence, right? So you can play the same sound over and over and over and find a groove in there, and that's really interesting to me.
What was the dance show that you were working on?
So it's not released yet. It's called a Commentary of Dreaming. It's choreographed by my friend Jeremy Beck, who I've worked with. I think this will be my third show with him.
What's the relationship between the music you make and dance? Because I feel like, you know, that's not necessarily always the place that people start from when they're composing or writing music, is thinking about bodies moving to it. But what is that kind of relationship in your mind when it comes to your own music?
It's kind of interesting because in my work with Jeremy, and I've also worked with like the New Zealand Dance Company, all the choreographers have sort of given me free rein over what I make, and then we sort of refine it back. But it's actually been quite a free process, and I don't necessarily think about movement until we're in the studio and then I start editing it to sort of suit the movement. I don't necessarily think about dance. I think that just sort of comes naturally to the way I write music. I like all of these interesting little transitions and creating moments.
Mm.
And I think that leans itself towards contemporary dance in particular.
Yeah, totally. What does your process look like, Benny? What is a kind of, how does a hominid track come together?
Deep experimentation. So I usually just find a sound that I like, whether it be like a field recording or a vocal sample. And then I just start like randomizing it through sampler until I find, and samplers until I find something like kind of fascinating to me. And then I'll work that and shape it from there. Usually it's a very like loose experimental process. This EP in particular, it was like an act of trying to trust my gut and stick with my first decisions and not second guess myself.
Mm. That's really cool. Does that mean you don't show it to people? Are you quite a solo creator until it's sort of at a stage where you feel good with it? Or do you, you know, let other people into that process to have a look or a listen while you're working?
I let people in once I'm at a point that I need to mix it. And at that point, it's more about refining what I've made. I don't want other people to influence the compositional process of it, I guess.
Mm. Yeah, totally.
Especially for this introvert-extrovert EP. I mean, I'd love to do some more collaborative stuff in the future.
With that name, it's such an evocative name. Where did that come from? What were you thinking about and kind of what does it mean as a label for this project to you?
So it was what I titled the track Introvert-Extrovert, which I think you guys just played.
We did.
And it was originally called Over-Under because I was just trying to make this sort of transitional feeling of like coming out of water. But the more I thought about it, it sort of was about this like tension between like nervousness and shyness and then this exuberance. So introvert, extrovert sort of came out of that. But I mean, me personally, I'm a massive introvert. I really struggle with, I don't know, going out into the world and talking to strangers and all of that kind of stuff. And I wish I was more of an extrovert. And it's certainly something I've been working on and, you know, going to therapy and trying not to be a hermit.
I feel like everybody has a version of that, eh?
Yeah, definitely.
Benny, it's such a pleasure to chat with you, and this is a really, really beautiful project. We're going to listen to For Me, which is from Introvert Extrovert now, and keep an eye out for those dance shows too. Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you for having me on.
Have a really lovely rest of your day.
You too.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.